Unit 12. Listening. Activity 1.
Hi, I'm Tony, and I'm here to talk about being a toy inventor. Although I never studied design or technology, I've always come up with out-of-the-box ideas. Like, while I was at school, I wrote stories for comics, cartoon captions, and, most bizarrely, jokes for radio. I think I've got the knack of seeing the funny side. Toys have always been my thing. How they're designed and put together, and what's actually enjoyable about them. I get a buzz from trying to work something out. Other people call it problem solving or lateral thinking, but I regard it as a puzzle. My breakthrough came about by chance, though. I was watching a game of badminton when I started thinking about different ways a shuttlecock moves. Then I thought of this tabletop game where you punch it forward, not with a racket, but with a glove. I wanted to make loads of money, so I looked on the net for big companies I thought might take it up. The people at the first company were friendly and made positive comments, but they were worried about finance, and my idea didn't really suit their brand image. They recommended a different company, and the people there were keen to adopt my prototype. And then it all kicked off. I'm now a freelance inventor. But I still send my ideas to different manufacturers, and there are no guarantees they'll be accepted. It's not what I'd call a secure existence. You're all looking for unusual careers like mine. So here are some things I've learned. Don't give up if success doesn't come immediately. I know some incredibly creative people who throw in the towel at the first rejection. I don't get that at all. If I get turned down, I revisit it immediately, come at it from a different angle. I realise you need to bounce ideas off people, who should provide some support and backup, but more crucially, honesty. I'm certain that's vital, if the feedback is to be of any practical use. Telling white lies isn't helpful. Check out what companies specialise in. It may seem obvious, but people often don't. They just go for a name they know, which could mean you start off on the wrong foot. Companies don't want you to submit the same idea several times, however much you might have amended it. They won't necessarily give advice or make suggestions, but should provide feedback on why they've turned you down, if not request it. Though sometimes you may have to accept that an apparently good idea isn't going to work. Any company will take time to assess a new idea, whether it's practicable, functional, or saleable. You must be determined, but there's a difference between persistence and making a nuisance of yourself. First and foremost, you need patience. If you get annoyed, they'll think it's easier to work with someone else. It's a fascinating job, and in the modern world of digital games, it may seem old-fashioned, but there's a market out there, and it's a creative and exciting job to do. So, any questions?